This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsboro decked out in their orange uniforms with the black and white trim. Litchfield in their white uniforms. The tip is controlled by the Toppers. It'll go to Landon Carroll up top. He'll dish it over to Keaton Pruitt. Pruitt back up top. Has the ball on one side. Over to Carroll on the other side. The two playing catch across the top. Now they'll go into the high post, and here comes Washburn away with a steal as he simply muscled his way in, got his hands on that ball, and took control of it. Now they'll come down the floor, and immediately the Purple Panthers will throw it away on an errant pass. So turnover number one against the Purple Panthers will give the ball back to Hillsboro. Sure hope those kids down there in front of us aren't messing with our phone line. As Hillsboro has the ball, they'll work the ball around the wing to Carroll. Carroll back up top to Pruitt. Pruitt to Teakin. Up top it goes to Carroll. They'll try to go down inside to Greg. Jordan Greg shots up, and it's no good. Coming away with the rebound is Seth McGill. McGill brings the ball down, gives it off to Bishop. Bishop will set the offense up. It'll be a man-to-man defense for the Toppers as Bishop will dribble over and then give off to Beckham. Beckham looking inside, nothing there. Back to McGill for three at the head of the key. Rolls around, comes off the edge of the rim, and Greg comes up with the rebound. Back the other way is Teakin. Teakin goes baseline, then kicks it out to Greg. Greg goes inside, gives it off to Teakin in the corner. Teakin back to Greg at the mid-post area. Just skip pass across to Pruitt. Pruitt now looking for Bertolino. Bertolino will go back up top to Carroll. Carroll's shot rolls around, won't go down. They'll fight for the rebound. Painter comes away with it. Still looking for our first points of the game. We've played nearly 2 minutes. Painter's going to drive the lane, creates a little space, a little running one-hander. It's up, and it's good. And with those 2 points, Sam Painter picks up his 1,000th point of his Litchfield basketball career and gets a standing ovation from the crowd. Topper's going to take the ball inside. Shot's missed. Shot up by Greg. It's going to be blocked. They get control of it, but there's going to be a pushing foul called against Hillsboro, and this one is going to go against Jordan Greg. Jordan. Foul is his first, the first of the game, and now they'll stop play as they will honor Sam Painter. During the dead ball time, he's getting handshakes from all the other starters and applause from Topper and Panther fans alike. Now they'll resume action at the 5:51 mark as Painter will be the trigger man, getting into Bishop. Back to Painter it goes. Purple Panthers coming from right to left or to the west basket as we look down on the floor. To Washburn at the high post. He'll fake it to Bishop. Now he'll give it to him. Brady thought about a three. Now he'll try to drive inside. Kick it back out to Beckham. For three, off back iron. Coming up with the rebound is Jace Teakin. Teakin will take it across midcourt. Swing it over on the wing to Pruitt. Pruitt down in the corner to Bertolino. Bertolino will go back up top to Pruitt. They'll swing it around to the opposite side. Now bring it back to Pruitt. Pruitt looking inside for Greg. Into the corner to Bertolino. He shots up, and they'll give him two, I do believe, the baseline jumper for Bertolino. That'll tie things up. Nope, they are saying three now. I didn't see a signal for a three, but now they're saying it was three. Back the other way on a missed shot. Quickly go the Toppers, and driving to the basket is Deacon. Deacon is going to be fouled on the play by Painter. Painter will pick up his first foul to the free throw line. Jace Deacon to shoot two. So Bertolino was given credit for a three. Deep in the corner, I thought he was beyond the line, but I did not see a three-point signal. Nonetheless, scoreboard says 3-2. First free throw by Deacon is missed. He'll get another. 4:52 to go, first quarter. Teakin going to eye the second one. Going to try the second one. Can't buy it. Front iron. Painter comes away with it. Quickly, he'll go down the floor. Numbers aren't there, but that doesn't stop Painter, who slices and dices through the defense for the layup. Painter has four. It's a 4-3 lead for the Panthers. The Purple Panthers of Litchfield have the 4-3 lead. The Toppers of Hillsboro have the ball. On the wing it goes to Carroll. Now they'll swing it back to Pruitt over on the other side. Back up top to Carroll. Carroll's going to swing it down inside to Teakin. He's going to kick it out to Greg. Greg's going to give the ball back to Carroll, who will reset the offense. Greg will set up low post and give it to Bertolino on the high post. His shot comes up short. McGill comes up with the rebound. Halfway through quarter number one, 4-3. Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Beckham with the ball over on the right wing. He's at the free throw line extended. Now he'll dribble in. Thought about giving it to Bishop. It's loose ball. Beckham loses control of it. Turnover number two. Wasn't sure on the handoff there between he and Bishop. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the purple and white. So the orange and black of Hillsboro will bring it down and set the offense up as we hit the 3:45 mark. Carroll on the dribble. Going to swing the ball up top. Now Bishop's going to have a takeaway. Two turnovers each way. Grady Bishop's going to go baseline. Finds McGill. Back it goes to Worsman. Worsman has his shot blocked. He's in a bit of pain as he goes to the floor. No foul called. He's a little slow getting back up. Back the other way. Down the middle of the lane. Keaton Pruitt with a nice driving layup.
Come on,
as he slices through the defense. Gets his first 2 points of the game. 5-4. Hillsboro with the lead. Litchfield with the ball. They'll try to double-team Painter. He'll try to fire it across to Beckham. It goes off his hands and out of bounds. Turnover number three on LHS. Bertolino still inbound in front of the scorer's table. He'll get it in to Teakin. He'll walk the ball across the floor. 2-3 zone defense being set up by the Purple Panthers. Over on the right wing is Carroll. Back to the other side. Shots up and no good. As Teakin came up a little strong. That one rattled around and kicked out. Painter comes back the other way for Litchfield. Painter into the lane. Stops and pops from 15. And it's good. Sam Painter been the scoring machine here in the first 5.5 minutes. He has 6 points. And the Purple Panthers have a 6-5 lead. Pruitt with the ball over on the wing to Teakin. Teakin back to Pruitt in the corner for three. Bottom of the net. Keaton Pruitt drained that tray. Second tray of the game for the Toppers. They now lead 8-6. Beckham at the free throw line. Thought about it. Instead, he'll kick it off to Painter. Painter's going to dribble around out top. He'll give it back to Beckham on the corner of the lane. Up top it goes to McGill as they'll reset. Foul going to be called on Bertolino on the reach-in. Got him with the hand. Caught in a cookie jar. His first, team second. Substitution coming in. Gavin Matush will replace Bertolino in the topper lineup. Down to the 2 minute mark we go. Inbound it comes to Bishop. To Beckham. Back to Bishop between the circles. Bishop looking. Gets it to McGill over on the left side. To Painter outside the 3-point line. Painter says, why not? He'll fire it. It goes off front iron. Jordan Gregg comes away with the rebound. Off to Keaton Pruitt. He'll bring it down, set it up, dish it off to Gregg. Gregg says, I'm not used to playing this guard position. Why don't you take the ball and I'll go back and post up. He'll post up low as Pruitt kicks over to Carroll. Carroll back to Pruitt. They'll swing it from top left to top right. Now Painter trying to reach in on the pass inside to Matush. He's able to gain control, go across the lane. Left-hand layup, and it's good. Matush with a nice move there. Thought he was going to lose the ball. Instead, he maintained control, cut across the lane, right in front of the bucket. Off the glass for two, and it's 10-6. Hillsboro with the lead. Painter with the ball at the free throw line. Into the corner to McGill for three. Bottom of the net. Seth McGill, averaging about 8 points a game, picks up three right there. That makes it 10-9. It's a one-point game. Hillsboro with the lead and the ball. Carroll with the ball swings it back over to the right side. Now in they'll go to Greg. Greg wants to try to fire the baseline. Reverse layup up and no good. And Beckham comes away with the rebound. Jordan Gregg wanted to go under the basket from right to left, and then with a right-hand reverse layup, it wouldn't go. Beckham with the ball at the Bishop for three. Oh, front iron, nuts. quite long enough that time. Coming up with the rebound, Jace Pekin into the corner. It'll go to Pruitt. His three-point shot is up, and it's good as Keaton Pruitt, for the second time tonight, gets bottom of the net. Two threes for Pruitt. Three trays already here in the first quarter for Hillsboro, who have taken a 13-9 lead. Painter looking for the final shot. No, he'll go to Worsman. Shot's no good. One quarter in the books. Hillsboro 13, Litchfield 9. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Second quarter action about to get underway as Litchfield will inbound in front of the stage at midcourt. They're coming from right to left, or to the west basket, decked out in their white uniforms with the purple trim, purple numbers. McGill with the ball between the circles, being guarded by Matouche. They'll give it off to Beckham. Beckham, thought about stopping and popping. Didn't look at Painter on a backdoor cut. It wasn't open, so he'll kick it back up top to McGill. McGill spins into the lane. Finds Painter coming down the baseline. Shots up and good for Sam Painter, who simply stopped on a dime at about the 10-foot mark over on the baseline right side. Give him 8 points. Make it 13-11. The Toppers with a two-point lead and the ball. 1 minute in to the second quarter. Pekin off to Greg. Greg to Pruitt. They're going to try to fire it inside to Greg. Greg wants a pump fake and off the glass. No good. Fighting for the ball. It'll go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the purple and white. HHS with a two-point lead. 1 minute in to the second quarter. Carroll to trigger it. He'll kick it into the corner. Gives it off to Pruitt. Pruitt goes to the elbow, and he'll go inside. Nice move there by Matouche, and as he goes across the lane, he's going to draw the foul. This one will go against Billy Beckham, I believe. Yes. That will be the first on Beckham. Inbound comes, pass comes in, goes to Greg, now back out to Pruitt at the elbow. His shot is no good. The Purple Panthers will come away with the rebound. Painter will set things up as we hit the 6:30 mark. Nice steal there by Pruitt as he anticipated that pass. Cut through the lane. Now he'll give it off to Carroll. His shot comes up short. Painter going to get the ball, and they're going to say he was clearing out. As he was clearing out, creating space, he will pick up his second foul. Painter with his second personal. Coach Logan asking for an explanation. Referee very calmly giving him one. Now the Toppers will bring Drake Vogel into the ball game. He'll stand over on one wing, get the ball over on the right side. Kicking back up top to Carroll, to Pruitt, to Greg. Trying to work the baseline. Going to be a travel call on Carroll. Turnover number three on HHS. So the ball will go back over to the Purple Panthers as they find themselves trailing by two, 2 minutes into the second quarter. 6 minutes to go till halftime. Beckham brings it up on a dribble to the top, gives off to McGill. He'll fire a long three. No good. Greg with a rebound as he was looking for the lead pass for Vogel. Vogel tripped and fell, and the ball went out of bounds. It'll be Purple Panther ball as Greg is going to get a break now. Bertolino will replace him in the Topper lineup.
Come on, boys. Get up.
Painter will bring the ball down at the 5:44 mark. Oh, nice dish off to Worsman. The defense thought it was going to be Painter heading down the lane, and his little dish to Worsman, Ethan found an easy two there. 5:30 to go till halftime. We're tied 13-13. Carroll with the ball being guarded by McGill. Now they'll swing it over, try the skip pass. Too long, too strong. Painter comes up with it, ahead to Bishop. And Brady Bishop with his first 2 points of the game gives the Purple Panthers a 15-13 lead as we approach the 5-minute mark. Over on the wing is Carroll on the right side. He'll go up top to Pruitt between the circles. Off to Vogel to the left side. Now back to the right side. Now back to Pruitt at the head of the key for three. Off the iron, comes off to Painter. Painter comes down on the drive. A nice lead pass to Washburn. Second time that's worked. Watch from close range. This time, Painter about 18 feet from the basket with a good diagonal pass to Washburn. He was ready to catch and shoot in one swift move. 17-13, Litchfield by four. Pruitt with the ball over on the right wing. Up top, it'll go to Carroll. He'll drive down the lane, off the glass, and good. Landon Carroll with his first 2 points of the game makes it a two-point game. 4:20 till halftime. 17-15, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Painter off to Beckham inside the three-point line. Gives him two. Billy Beckham scores, and that is now all five starters for the Purple Panthers have points on the board as they lead 19-15 halfway through quarter number two. Now it's going to be a traveling call called against the Toppers as Gavin Matush wanted to make that hop step. Problem was he didn't get the ball down on the floor quickly enough. So the Purple Panthers will get the ball back and the four-point lead as we are in to the final 4 minutes of the first half. Painter for a long three comes up short, coming away with the rebound. Drake Vogel into the corner. He'll go off to Tekin. Tekin goes back up top to Vogel. Vogel will swing it over on the left side to Carroll. Landon will bring the ball back on a dribble, kick it over on the right side, setting up down low Bertolino on one block, Greg on the other. Then they'll go to Tekin. He'll give it back to Carroll, who'll dump it off in the corner to Bertolino. His shot rolls across the rim, will not go in as Painter comes away with it. Lead pass to Bishop. Bishop will drive the lane, stops on a dime, kicks the ball back out to Painter. Now a bumping foul going to be called on Jay Sheekin. He tried to get in the passing lane, but Painter did a good job of going to meet the pass, and as a result, there was a bit of a contact there, and it will be personal foul on Jay Sheekin, his first, team third. Three fouls on the Toppers. As we approach the three-minute mark, the Purple Panthers with a four-point lead will inbound to Bishop, to Washburn, down low. Washburn finds Beckham going across the lane. Ball is deflected, but Washburn's able to get it back. He'll create a little space, go off the glass, no good. Painter caught underneath the basket. He's going to kick the ball back out to Beckham. Beckham will then give to Painter in the corner. Painter brings it on a dribble up top. He'll reset that offense at the 2:40 mark. Painter going to go to the hole. Nice pass to Washburn, and it ends in again. Ethan Washburn with 6 points in this quarter, all three buckets as a result of a good pass by Painter. Now a takeaway as a pass they weren't looking for. Purple Panthers come away with the shot that will not go at the other end, so nothing ventured, nothing gained. 21-15, Litchfield has the lead. Hillsboro has the ball. Over on the wing, it goes to Vogel on the left side. They'll swing it back to the right side and Landon Carroll. He'll pick his dribble up and they'll reverse the ball back to Deacon, left side. Now to Carroll, head of the key. He'll drive, stop and pop from 12. It'll roll around and finally go down. Landon Carroll picks up his second bucket of the game. Give him 4 points to make this a four-point game. 21-17, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Painter off to Beckham in the corner for three. Spot to the middle of the net. Billy Beckham drains the tray. That's the second three of the game for the Purple Panthers. Increases their lead to 24-17. Driving the other way is Vogel. He gets caught in traffic inside. He'll kick it back up top. They'll go around from left to right. Now try to go inside. Pass is deflected by McGill, stolen by Beckham. Turnover number 8 on HHS. Down to the final 1:15 here of the second quarter. 24-17, Litchfield with a 7-point lead. Painter's going to pull it out and set the offense up. He'll get a screen from Bishop and decides, no, let's go back and reset. Because he'll back out near midcourt. We go down to the final minute. Off to Washburn. Washburn couldn't do anything with it, so he'll give it off to Bishop. Bishop's shot no good. Washburn with a rebound. His putback is no good. Riding for the rebound. Washburn's going to get it caught for reaching over the back. On Ethan, that will be his first. On the Purple Panthers, that will be team foul number 4. 50 seconds to go. until halftime. 24-17 is the Purple Panther lead. Austin Niehaus will come into the lineup for the Purple Panthers. And Trutt will re-enter for the Toppers. So it's Bertolino and Trutt out there with Teakin, as well as Carroll and Jordan Gregg, the original starters for the Toppers, who trail by seven. They're working the ball around for the perimeter. Purple Panthers have their original five, except that Painter is out and Niehaus is in. And now Gregg, goes for a layup on the baseline, and then he's tripped up by Niehaus. Both of them sprawl to the floor quickly. Trutt with a steal of the pass get down the lane. They were looking for the diagonal. Trutt was anticipating well. Back the other way, Jace Deacon slices and dices through the defense. He picks up the points. Give him two, make it a five-point game. Bishop on the buzzer. It's no good. We have come to halftime. And at halftime, it is Hillsboro on the short or on the long end of the score, as the Purple Panthers of Litchfield have 24 and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers have 19. Purple Panthers by five as we take a break. And you'll listen to this one message when we come back on WFMI. Well, the halftime festivities are completed. 24-19 is the Purple Panther lead as the Toppers will get the ball to start the third quarter. Keegan with the ball gives it off to Prutt. Prutt at the free throw line extended on the left side. Looking for a three. Instead, he'll go to Gregg. Gregg passes up the mid-range jumper as Worthman was right there in his face. They'll swing the ball back around to the other side to Carroll. Carroll back up top to Prutt. Now to Gregg. Scoop shot down the lane. Foul going to be called on the Purple Panther. They're going to say the foul occurred on the floor. It's going to go against Ethan Washburn. That will be his second. And the Toppers will inbound from under their own basket. Carroll gets it into Prutt. Prutt brings it out on the dribble. Now back to Carroll in the corner. Into Gregg at the low post. He'll turn, square, shoot. It won't go. Pater comes up with a rebound. He'll give it off to Bishop. And Brady will wait until they get the offense set to come across midcourt. Now on a dribble, he'll go from left to right and give it off to McGill. McGill to Painter. Whoa! Painter went a one step too many, as that'll be turnover number seven on the Purple Panthers. He had the right idea, wanted to make the move to the basket, but he shuffled those feet too quickly and created turnover number seven. So the Toppers will get the ball back, still trailing by five. Prutt with a nice juke step. He'll go baseline up and good. Keaton Prutt in double figures with 10 draws the Toppers back to within three. Bishop with the ball, going to drive into the lane, kick it out of the corner to Beckham. Beckham over on the right side is going to bring it out on a dribble. He's going to look for McGill cutting through. Now he'll drive down that right side. He'll swing across the baseline to Bishop. Bishop's going to go bounce past to Washburn mid-post. Up top it'll go to Beckham. Beckham's going to drive the lane. Spins around, it'll go down, he'll go to the free throw line. Foul is going to be called on Bertolino. That'll be his second. Give Beckham two and one. He makes the free throw and completes the old-fashioned three-point play. 27-21 is the Purple Panther lead. Gregg going to go baseline, scoop shot. He's going to be fouled by Washburn, who's trying to let the official know I had all ball, but that argument doesn't hold water. Washburn already starting to walk over to the sideline as he realizes he's picked up his third foul and he's going to have a seat. Gregg's free throws up, comes up short. He'll get another one. Jordan Gregg still looking for his first point. Up, no good. Beckham comes away with a rebound. Still 27-21, heading to the six-minute mark of the third quarter. Bounce past to Niehaus, who has replaced Washburn in the Purple Panther lineup. up top to Bishop it goes. Bishop kicks it over to Beckham on the right wing. Beckham going to drive into the lane and kick it off to Painter. Painter will reset as we hit the 550 mark. He'll go into a double team deep in the corner. Off to Beckham it goes for three. Bottom of the net. Billy Beckham with his second tray of the day. Give him 6 1/4, 11 for the game. Back the other way it goes to Bertolino. Now goes off to Tekin. Inside they'll go to Greg. His reverse layup will not go. He's having trouble finding that shot tonight. Painter's going to stop and pop from 14. It'll rattle around and go down. Sam Painter in double figures with 10. 5:17 to go here in the third quarter. And don't look now, but the Litchfield Purple Panthers have opened up a 32-21 lead as they have picked up 8 points here in the third quarter, 6 of them by Beckham, 2 of them by Painter. On the other hand, the Toppers have only adduced by Keaton Crook. Well, these two teams finishing up, as we said, regular season action tonight. Next week, they will be taking part in IHSA Class 2A regional play for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. They will take on Gillespie Monday night at the Southwestern Regional. That game comes your way. Well, it'll be played at 7:30. It'll come your way at about 9:45 because first thing first Monday night, we will have the girls' super sectional action from Jacksonville. Hillsboro Lady Toppers taking on Manitou Midwest Central. 7 o'clock live broadcast on WSMI. Then, as we said, we'll go to Southwestern. Game number one will pit Staunton and Southwestern. That game will be played at 6. We'll bring it your way at about 8:30, following that with the Litchfield-Gillespie game at about 9:45. Hillsboro, on the other hand, they're going to be going to the Carlisle Regional, where they will participate Wednesday night at 7 against Trenton Wesley. So that's the docket for next week for these two teams, but first things first, we still have half a game to go. Tekin stopping and popping for 14. It will go. Painter comes away with the rebound. Greg going to get called on the reach-in. On Jordan, that will be his second foul. At the 5:02 mark, it's going to be substitution as Matush will come in for Bertolino for the Toppers. As the Purple Panthers will inbound, facing full court pressure by Hillsboro. 5 minutes and counting. 32-21. Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Niehaus to Bishop for three. Bottom of the net. Grady Bishop has the three to go along with a two. Give him five. The 5'9 junior averaging about 11. Has five this evening. And the lead is 35-21 as the Toppers miss a shot. And Painter comes away with the rebound. Painter going to stop and pop from the elbow. And there's no stopping him, as they gave him three on that. So Painter's going to pick up his 13th point of the game. And the Toppers find themselves reeling now, trailing by 17 points, 38-21. We've got a stoppage of play. Is the official going to make sure everything is according to Hoyle there? Now the Toppers will inbound, trailing by 17. Pass comes in and it's deflected and goes out of bounds off the Toppers' hands. It's almost as though a wheel has come off the wagon. Their ninth turnover of the game. Trailing by 17, halfway through the quarter, Niehaus with a nice pass from Painter cannot convert. Toppers come away with it. Halfway through quarter number three, Litchfield 38, Hillsboro 21. Painter knocks that one out of bounds. Tekin's going to have a seat. He'll be replaced in the Topper lineup by Drake Vogel. Toppers will inbound. It'll come in to Vogel, to Prutt. Prutt looks inside. Now he'll stop. Now he'll kick it out in the corner to Greg. Greg is bumped by two Purple Panthers. No foul called. Greg's arm is hurting him as he got hit pretty solid there. We're going to have a timeout. I'm not exactly sure, but Jordan Gregg writhing in a lot of pain, holding on to that right arm, making a fist. And they will bring a substitution in for him. Bertolino will replace Gregg in the Topper lineup. Litchfield with the ball at the 3-3-3 mark of quarter number three. The inbound is knocked out of bounds. It'll continue to be Litchfield ball. McGill gets it in to Niehaus, who gives it right back to Seth. Now off to Painter it goes as we go inside 3:30. Painter goes down the lane, off the glass, and good. One of those patented blow-by moves by Sam Painter gives him 7 points in the quarter, 15 points on the game. As we go the other way, going to be a blocking foul, and it's going to be called against. This will go against Painter, or excuse me, against McGill, who pick up his first. Now the inbound pass comes into Pruitt. It's going to be deflected, goes out of bounds. It'll still be Hillsboro ball. 3:18 showing on the third quarter clock. Litchfield not only has opened up a big lead, but now a takeaway. He'll go the other way. Bishop with a left-hand layup. It won't go, but the foul is going to be called on Gavin Batouche. And he hacked him in the act. Batouche will pick up his first. Bishop will go to the free throw line. Only the second time that the Panthers have been at the free throw line tonight. First is up, and it's good. They will get another one, will Brady Bishop. He has 4 in the quarter, 6 in the game, Megan 7. 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. The Purple Panthers are 3 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. Pruitt brings it down on a dribble between the circles. As Bertolino cut through the lane, he wasn't open. So he'll flash back up to the high post. They'll give it over on the wing to Carroll. Carroll back over to Vogel. Vogel to Pruitt. Down to 2:50 we go. Pruitt trying to drive across from right to left. He's able to get the ball off to Carroll. Carroll gives the ball off to Bertolino. Up top for Carroll for 3. His front iron will not go. Painter skies for the rebound. Foul going to be called on the toppers. This will go against Matush on the reach in. Gavin will pick up his second. Understand that the Painter Panthers with a 15-point lead on Vandalia, still playing in the first half of a late starting game. We're here at the 2:31 mark of quarter number three, 42-21. Purple Panthers have the toppers doubled in score. Last night, the Piesaw Birds doubled up the Cavaliers 48-24 for the victory. Tonight, the Purple Panthers looking very good through the better part of 2.5 quarters going on 3 quarters. Good news here, as it looks like Greg is going to go back into the game. Going to be a foul called against the toppers, as once again, Painter was blowing by. Painter's going to get the shot to drop. That will be his 9th point of the quarter, his 17th point of the game. Foul's going to go against Landon Carroll, his first of the game. As Coach Joe Vanzo wants a full timeout, he'll take a timeout, and we'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, we'll go back to the free throw line as Sam Painter attempting to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. We said he's averaging about 20 points a game on the season. He has 17, looking for number 18 right now. He'll eye it, he'll try it, and he'll buy it. 18 points for Sam Painter. That gives him 1,016 for his career. Back the other way, up top, Keegan with the ball. Gives the ball off to Greg. Greg trying to dish the ball inside, fighting for it, getting it and putting it in is Gavin Batouche. Batouche with his second bucket of the night, give him 4 points. We head into the final 2 minutes. Pass is going to be deflected and go out of bounds. It'll be Purple Panther ball, last touch by the toppers. 108 seconds for the third quarter, 45-23. Purple Panthers about to double up the toppers here, as McGill for 3 gets bottom of the net. Seth has made but 2 baskets tonight, both of them from 3-point range. Give him 6 points. And now the Purple Panthers have indeed doubled up a little bit more, 48-23, as Pruitt replaces Carroll in the Topper lineup. Tekin will inbound against his own defense. He'll give to Greg. Greg's going to give the ball off to Truett. Truett lost control of it. It'll go out of bounds. Turnover number 11. 11 turnovers for the Toppers here tonight. The ball comes into McGill. McGill being guarded by Drake Vogel. Gets it across midcourt. He'll go between his legs and then dish it off to Painter. Painter inside 120 would go. He's being guarded by Carroll. He gets a screen from Bishop and goes across from right to left. Now down the lane. Kicks it out in the corner to Beckham for three. Tucked the side of the backboard. Did not go. Greg comes up with the rebound. He's doing a little dribbling act here as he goes down. The ball is deflected as he was going down the side of the floor. And Coach Vanzel says, that's not your strength. Don't worry about dribbling so much. Toppers will maintain possession, trailing by 25. It'll come into Greg. He'll go in, pump fake. Up he goes, down he goes on the floor as Painter gets called for the foul. Sam will pick up personal foul number 3. Jordan Gregg still looking for his first points of the night. Missed 2 free throws there earlier. He'll get 2 here. Just toe that line. No dribble. Just eyes, tries, can't buy. Now Corso will replace Painter in the lineup for Coach Drew Logan. John Corso, a 5'11 junior, as Jordan Gregg still looking for his first point of the game. He'll eye the second one, try the second one. It won't go. It rattles out. Toppers come up with a rebound. This time the shot is going to go for Gavin Matush, and he'll go to the line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Matush picks up his sixth point of the night on the play. Austin Niehaus will pick up his first foul of the game. Free throw is up and good for Gavin Matush. He has 5 points in the quarter, 7 points in the game. 49-25, it's a 24-point lead for Litchfield. McGill pushed there by Carroll. Nothing ventured, nothing gained, no harm, no foul. They'll keep playing on. To Beckham it goes over on the right side. He'll drive and give it off to Corso. Corso to Niehaus, off the glass, no good. Greg going to get called for the retail. Jordan Gregg will pick up his third, and it'll send Austin Niehaus to the free throw line to shoot 2. The 6'2 senior, Niehaus, looking for his first points of the game. He found it. It was at the free throw line. He'll see if he can find another there. As Gregg, hanging that one arm down at his side, you can tell it's affecting. He's going to have a seat, and Jude Bertolino will replace him in the Topper lineup. Niehaus. Highs the second one, tries the second one, and buys the second one. That one spun around the globe, lost a little momentum, spun one more time, dropped through. Niehaus with his first 2 points of the game. Back the other way. Truett thought he was fouled, going to get called instead for the turnover as he tried to step through the defense. Took an extra step, turnover number 12 on HHS. Bishop with the ball, being guarded by Truett. And put on the reach-in, going to get called for the foul on Keaton. That'll be his first. I know he's frustrated with the foul, but I think the fact that he was questioning the travel call didn't help matters one bit. They'll walk to the other end of the floor where Brady Bishop, the 5'9 junior, 5 points in the quarter, 7 points in the game. He'll shoot the one and. First one's up, and the first one's good. Brady is 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He'll get a fourth one. Doesn't use that rim much. Just likes for the ball to tickle the cop as it goes through. It does again. He's got 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 7 points in the quarter. 9 points on the game. Averaging about 11 on the season. And the lead is 53-25. 28-point bulbs for the Purple Panthers. Keegan on the dribble. Going to try to drive down the lane. Passes out and it's deflected by Beckham. 14 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Purple Panthers with a commanding lead. Santana is up by 16 on Staunton at halftime. The young man sitting beside me, he's a bit interested in that contest. Shots up and missed, but the putback is up and good by Gavin Matouche. It beats the buzzer. Matouche has 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game. After 3 quarters in the book, Litchfield 53, Hillsboro 27. Back with the 4th quarter action after these messages on WFMI. And so we head to the 4th quarter. It has been a commanding night pretty much since the 2nd quarter for the Litchfield Purple Panthers as they have opened up a 28 lead. I thought there was 1 point missing on the scoreboard. I think they must have put it down for the wrong team. I had 52-28, and that is the correct score. Doesn't really matter a whole lot for the Hoppers as they are trailing in this one, and now we come down, and the shot is up and good for Washburn, who picks up a quick 2, giving him 8. 54-28. Purple Panthers looking to pick up their 19th win of the season. Inside they go, shots missed, but the rebound is good, and nope, it rolls off, as doing a good job was Landon Carroll of coming in and getting the rebound of the missed shot, but his putback just simply had eyes to go the other way. Painter now is going to dish off to Washburn. It was good in the 2nd quarter. It's good in the 4th quarter. Washburn has 10 points. He's in double figures with 10. In double figures also is shot up and good. This time it is Jace Keegan who picks up the 2 points. Also in double figures for the Purple Panthers, we were going to say, is Painter with 18. Washburn now has 10. Beckham has 11. Shot is up and good. Washburn with a drive down the left side of the lane. He'll get the shot to drop, and he'll go to the free throw line to complete an old-fashioned 3-point play. Wow. Washburn with a nice move, had 6 points coming into the 4th quarter, has 6 more points now. Give him 12, looking for number 13. Nope, front iron, no good. Coming away with a rebound is Landon Carroll. Coming back the other way, it is Pruitt with the ball. Over on the wing, it'll go, then back up top. Pruitt's going to try to drive the lane, it's closed off. He'll give to Deacon, who'll go back up top to Bertolino. Bertolino to Keegan at the free throw line to Carroll. They're working a little dribble weave off to Pruitt for 3. Nope, off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Matouche off the glass and good. Gavin Matouche, the 6'2 freshman, has come off the bench, putting together a very good game. He now has 11 points on the night. He is leading the way as Painter is going to the bucket, to the floor, to the free throw line, as the foul will be called on Jace Keegan, who will pick up his 2nd to the free throw line to shoot to Sam Painter. He averages about 20 points a game. He just picked up number 19. He'll get another. Second free throw attempt coming for Painter. It's no good. Off the front iron. Skying high for the rebound was Jude Bertolino. Coppers will bring the ball back. They'll hand it over, giving it right back to the Purple Panthers. And not only does Washburn get a steal, but he'll go coast to coast and pick up an easy 2. 8 points in the quarter for Washburn. 14 points on the night. Back the other way, shot by Teakin is up, but no good. And a foul going to be called on Beckham as he was reaching out there trying to get the steal. It's going to be Beckham picking up his 2nd and sending Jace Teakin to the free throw line to shoot not 1, not 2, but 3 free throws. First was up, boom, off the back iron it goes, no good. 61-33, the Purple Panthers. Well in control of this, heading for their 19th victory of the season. 2nd free throw by Keegan is good. Jordan Gregg is going to have a seat. He'll be replaced by Matush in the lineup. Third free throw is up and good for Tekin. So Jace now has 4 points in the quarter, 6 points in the game. It's 61-35, a 26-point lead for the Purple Panthers with 5:20 to go. Bishop, left hand, no, he switches over to a right hand layup, spins off the backboard, no good. Crook coming the other way, he's going to stop and pop the 12, comes up short. Washburn comes up with the rebound. He pokes the ball out to himself, nobody's back. Beckham goes ahead, he says, here, I've done enough, I'll give it to you. Beckham picks up the point, his 13 points. Give Washburn a takeaway. Give Washburn another assist. Crook to Carroll. Carroll has the ball poked away by Painter. Bishop going to the bucket. Boy, he goes to the floor hard as good sportsmanship there. Carroll wanted to make sure he didn't get a shot. Didn't intend to hurt him. Smacked him to the ground and then went over very quickly. Helped him up and let him know nothing personal. Brady, a good gesture, slaps him on the back and says, I know. You're just doing your job. Well, your job right here for Mr. Bishop is to hit a free throw. He'll miss the first one, sitting on 9 points, seven of those coming in the third quarter. He'll get another one to see if he can get double digits for the night. Drake Vogel will replace Tekin in the lineup as free throws up and good by Brady Bishop. The 5'9 junior has 10 points. Four Purple Panthers in double figures tonight. Bertolino for three. Catches back iron. Goes off the other way. Carroll's going to weave through the lane. Kick the ball back out to Bertolino at the free throw line. He'll stop and pop for Jude. His first two of the night to go along with a tray. He has five. Quickly they'll go the other way as Beckham gets the pass. This time it comes from Washburn, who gets the assist, and Beckham picks up his 15th point of the game. Halfway through quarter number four. They'll go inside to Matush, off the glass, no good. Painter comes up with a rebound. He'll quickly slice through the defense, off the glass, and good. Sam Painter, with one of his more acrobatic moves of the night, gives him 21 points on the game over his 20-point average on the season. 3:45 and counting here in the fourth quarter. 68-37 is a 31-point lead for the Purple Panthers. Carroll goes reverse layup off the glass and good. Landon Carroll with his sixth point of the game. Nice quick move underneath the basket for the reverse layup. Now back the other way. Bishop is going to kick the ball out to Painter. And the Purple Panthers leading 68-39. They're going to slow things down. Painter facing a double team, kicks it to Beckham. His baseline jumper's up, and it's good. Beckham just inside the three-point line, gets his sixth point of the quarter, his 17th point of the game. Back the other way, over in the corner, it goes to Vogel. He'll bring it out on a dribble. Now a long, low pass to Carroll, who gets the second reverse layup to go. 4.25, 8 in the game for Landon Carroll. 70-41. Purple Panthers with a 29-point lead. Bishop stops and pops in the elbow. It won't go. Bertolino comes away with a rebound. He'll go quickly down to Dylan Smale, a 5'6 freshman just in the game. Starts up, driving in the lane with Gavin Matush. He draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is going to go against Washburn, which will be Ethan's fourth. To the free throw line, Gavin Matush. He's 1-for-1 from the charity stripe tonight. They get 1-for-2 as that one rims out. He will get a second free throw as the Purple Panthers are going to clear the bench here this evening. Blake McGill comes into the lineup. John Corso into the lineup. Alex Fisher into the lineup. Anthony Boston there as well. Free throws up, but no good. Corso comes away with the rebound. And a foul going to be called against. Who's going to call that one on? Looks like they're going to call it on Bertolino. That will be his third. He'll walk the length of the floor to the free throw line. Will go John Corso, the 5'11 junior, as it's bonus time. Shots up and good. Corso's in the book as well with a point. We'll see if he can get another one. The lefty is going to eye it. He's going to try it. Nope, he can't buy it because we're down to the final minute. We've got a running clock going as it's 71-41. Off in the corner, they'll go back up top to inside. Shots up. No, pass is intercepted. Nope, taken away but taken back by the topper. So they will reset. Bill Ismail with the ball. Kicks the ball up top. They'll pass it off, and it'll be intercepted there by Alex Fisher. Go the other way. Nope. It's going to be taken away. And foul will be called on Fisher on a reach-in. That'll be the 18th foul against the Purple Panthers. So it will send Matush to the free throw line. He missed two there just a moment ago. He'll eye this one. He'll try this one. He'll buy this one as it rattles around and finally goes down. They'll stop the clock with 10 seconds to go to allow him to shoot his second free throw. He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. He can't buy it as that one goes out of bounds, and they'll let the clock run out as Litchfield will take a 71-42 victory over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers tonight. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this exciting South Central action that you've been listening to on WFMI. A game which saw the Hillsboro Hilltoppers take out to a 13-9 lead over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. The rest of the way, it was the Purple Panthers' day as they outscored Hillsboro 15-6 in the second quarter, 19-9 in the third quarter, and 19-13 in the fourth quarter, and they win this one going away 71-42. With the loss, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers dropped to 17-13 on the season, and their conference record is 6-3. And as we said, they will be headed to the Carlisle Regional next week, where the Toppers will take on Trenton Westland Wednesday night, February the 20th at 7 o'clock. Looking at the scoring for the Toppers, their leading scorer came off the bench. The 6'2 freshman Gavin Matush with a dozen points led the way. Keaton Prutt finished with 10, eight of those coming in the first quarter. Then it was 8 points for Landon Carroll, 6 points for Jace Teakin, and 5 points for Jude Bertolino. 4 for 11 from the free throw line. The Toppers committed 15 turnovers on the night, and that's probably a little conservative. As we said, their season record now drops to 17-13. They'll finish 6-3 in South Central Conference play. For the victorious Litchfield Purple Panthers, who see their season record improve to 19-9, their conference record improves to 7-2. For the Purple Panthers, they were led tonight by not one, not two, not three, but 4 players in double figures. Sam Painter, with 21 points, led the way. Then it was 17 points for Billy Beckham, 14 points from Ethan Washburn, who had a big fourth quarter with 8 points in the quarter. Washburn finishes with 14, and 10 points for Brady Bishop. 4 in double figures. Seth McGill chipped in with a couple of threes as he had 6. Austin Niehaus with 2, and John Corso with 1. Quarters of 9, 15, 19, and 19. 11 for 15 from the free throw line were the Purple Panthers. As we said, the win gives them a 19-9 record for the season. They'll finish the conference in second place at 7-2. Greenville, of course, with 8 wins already. They will be the conference champions regardless of what they do with Gillespie tonight. For the Litchfield Purple Panthers, their next action will be Monday night at the Southwestern Regional, where they will take on Gillespie. And so these two teams have finished their regular season. They're ready to go into regional battles, and we're ready to move on to next week, which we'll see our Class 1 and 2A teams in regional play. One team in the conference, Roxana, has a game with Vandalia tomorrow. They will not move on to regional play until the following week, as Roxana is the lone representative from the South Central in 3A competition. But one final time, our final score here from Litchfield High School is Litchfield 71, Hillsboro 42. We want to take this opportunity to thank all the fine people at Litchfield for their outstanding hospitality. Thanks to the sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school basketball games and other sporting events. Of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jen Graham. One final time, our final score from Simmons Gymnasium, Litchfield 71, Hillsboro 42. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.